Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You're listening to The Takeaway. On Tuesday, voters in Ohio finally cast their ballots in the state's primary elections. But instead of heading to the ballot box, voters turned to their mailboxes instead. In the first election of its kind, almost everyone in the state was required to vote by mail. The Ohio primary was supposed to take place last month, but due to COVID-19, hours before the polls opened, the state postponed the election and closed down polls, shifting to mail-in ballots. Ohio is the first state in the country where both parties relied on mail-in ballots for their primary. 21 other states around the U.S. have had to postpone their primaries, including Wisconsin, where we saw in-person polls kept open despite the pandemic. Joining us to walk us through how this process went is Rick Ruan, Ohio politics and government reporter for the Columbus Dispatch. Hi.
Hi, Lizzie.
Walk us through what we saw right before the March 17th primary date. What was the process like for the state to suddenly shift to postpone the elections?
That process was pretty rushed. So the day before the March 17th primary, Secretary of State Frank LaRose actually had a press conference scheduled in the morning. They canceled it. And later that day, the secretary joined Governor Mike DeWine at his daily press briefing on COVID-19 to tell us that they were taking steps to try to delay the election. When the courts elected not to shut down the election, the governor's administration issued a health order shutting down the polls hours before they were set to open. This is happening at something like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night when polls are scheduled to open at 6:30 the next morning. It was a rushed process, but they ultimately decided to shut it down. And a week later, the Ohio General Assembly came up with its by mail plan.
Do we know yet if the mail-in ballot process was successful?
I guess it depends on your definition of successful. We were expecting a pretty high turnout election this year, given that at the time, the presidential primary and on the Democratic side was still up in the air. We have our 16 congressional seats that are up for election in Ohio, and in a heavily gerrymandered state, the primary often serves as the general election. They were predicting historic turnout. When you look at the number of absentee ballots that have actually been cast to this point, and there's still many that could roll in by May the 8th, but we're talking about a 23% turnout.
What were some issues we saw with mail-in voting? What'd you hear from voters?
So voters told us that the mail-in process was extremely slow, and that was reflected and observed by the Secretary of State, who asked at the last minute for help from the state's congressional delegation in dealing with the U.S. Postal Service to speed mail delivery. When they adopted this plan, the expectation was that it would take 1 to 3 days for the different pieces of mail that needed to travel back and forth to make it where they were going. The Secretary of State's letter to the congressional delegation said that they were seeing 7 to 9 day turnaround. Certainly, in a process where you're required to mail in your application, there's no online direct application. The Board of Elections has to receive the application, process it, mail you your ballot back, and then you have to fill out your ballot and either mail it to the Board of Elections or drive to your Board of Elections and drop it off in a drop box. You can see where in a month, if mail delivery is taking 9 days or longer in some cases, that would be a pretty tight turnaround.
Rick Ruan is an Ohio politics and government reporter for the Columbus Dispatch. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.